Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today is a day packed with gratitude. What are you grateful for? Do you know what? That if you begin your day thinking about what you're grateful for, your whole day will just shift. I mean, even God himself says to enter his courts with thanksgiving, with gratitude, to be grateful for what he's doing. And God is doing some amazing things. Especially every American should be grateful, because we're the top 1% of the entire world in regards to wealth and blessings and those type of things. We have so much to be grateful for. Well, guess what? At the White House press conference that all is held by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, which is Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee's daughter. She's the press secretary for the White House. Bless her heart. She does a great job. It's amazing the job that she does. Well, she had a press conference, and she said specifically, today, all the journalists are all gathered to ask all these questions about what's going on. She said, before you can ask your questions, you have to share what you're grateful for. And it just changed my whole viewpoint of the press, because the press began to talk about real life like we have real life. They began to talk about how they're grateful about their kids and their family, and it just shifted the whole room. As a matter of fact, let's go there to the White House press conference, and we hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders as she begins to set the agenda for the press to be grateful. Check it out.
This will be our last press briefing before the Thanksgiving holiday in this room. So I want to share a few things that I'm thankful for. And I think it would be nice for you guys to do so as well before asking your questions. Obviously, you probably know, and it's no secret, that I'm clearly very thankful for all of you here in the room. And I think that goes without saying. But in all seriousness, I'm very thankful for my family, my faith, particularly the thankful for the brave men and women of the military, many of whom are away from their families during the holidays, protecting the freedoms that all of us in this room and across this country enjoy. I'm thankful for the police, the firemen, and first responders who keep us safe here at home. And I'm certainly thankful for the incredible privilege of serving this president and the American people. So this is how it's going to work today. Since I'm here and I get to call on you, if you want to ask a question, I think it's only fair, since I've shared what I'm thankful for, that you start off with what you're thankful for. So anybody want to be first on what they're thankful for? April, you've been so eager, so I'm going to go with you to start us off on what you're most thankful for.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for 20 years in this job. I'm thankful to be able to talk to you and question you every single day.
I feel the gratefulness there. Okay, so I'm going to move on to one of your colleagues. Francesca, go ahead.
Regularly as well, but I will follow your lead and be thankful for our service members. My brother's a service member, and our police. My dad is a police officer, so I'm very thankful for their service.
John Decker.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. I'm thankful for my health, my family, my faith. I think I live in the best country on the face of the earth.
Isn't this nice? I feel like and, everybody happy.
And I'm thankful, of course, that you address us every day here in the briefing room.
Blake.
Thank you, Sarah. I am thankful for my wife, who is pregnant with our soon-to-be
second
child.
Congratulations. Very exciting.
Thankful for my family, my parents.
Having good luck. Number two only gets a lot harder.
I know. Having a B this week, I'm thankful that they sent me to the University of Michigan and not Ohio State. Go Blue. I'll get that out there.
Cecilia.
Thanks, Sarah. I am thankful for the First Amendment.
Ooh, yes. We're thankful for that.
Jim.
Sarah, first of all, I'm grateful for my daughter and my family, and the fact that I went to the Ohio State University as opposed to Michigan.
We'll let that slide. Steve.
Yeah, Sarah, I'm thankful for surviving our 12 days in Asia in one piece. I'm happy to be back here.
Margaret.
Thank you. I'm thankful also for the First Amendment and for this exercise.
I think it's good for preparation for everybody for Thursday with your family, so that you guys will have already thought through what you're thankful for, so you'll be the most prepared. Exactly.
Sarah. Well, first, my gratitude. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to fill in for our chief, John Roberts, and I'm grateful to only have a month left. One in the oven, so it's my first. I've got a lot to learn.
John Gizzi.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm thankful for the position I have and the colleagues who are my friends. I'm thankful for my father, 96 years old and going strong, and to my wife, my heroine, thankful to her for saying yes on the fourth request. My question is about Zimbabwe.
That's the best pivot I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Again, want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for participating in this very fun exercise. We'll be around today and tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Isn't that amazing how gratitude shifted what tended to be a stressful, tense environment? I mean, it just changed. Doesn't it change your heart about how good America is and how so many things have been spoken about the press, and you're finding out the press is just like us. You know, they have families, they have loved ones that are police officers in the service, and they're just concerned doing their job. And it's amazing to see that. And thank God for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who set that pace. I want to ask you the question. I want you to share it with us. You know, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter account, and begin to tell us or call us up. Tell us what you are grateful for today. Share with other people. As a matter of fact, it's a particular man that's talking to homeless people that don't even have a home on the streets, and he's talking to them. You're going to find out even their hearts are filled with gratitude. And look at this. They're even homeless, and they're talking about how grateful they are and the things that they're grateful are. So let's join them.
So many times when we talk about Thanksgiving, we picture the perfect family sitting around the perfect meal, but that's not everyone's reality. And what's really important is not perfection, but thankfulness. So I'm here with Darren, and we are downtown, and I'm curious, Darren, how long have you been homeless?
About 4 or 5 years.
I have been on the street for probably about 3 months now.
Okay, so this is really new for you then. So Sylvester, how long have you been homeless or out on the streets, man?
Since July.
So what was it that led you to being homeless since July?
I lost my job.
Well, I was in drug addiction for years.
Well, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in prison. Okay. So that took away a lot of my life, but...
Was it drug related or...?
Basically drug related, pretty much, yeah. So, you know, just...
How many years did you do?
All in all, in and out, 16.
Holy cow. What was your best Thanksgiving ever that you remember?
Oh, man. Thanksgiving?
Yeah. What's the best one?
Yeah, it was the year that my daughter was born.
Oh, wow. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Okay. How old is she now?
13.
Do you see her at all?
Yeah, every now and then I do.
89, because that's my last father's Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got to spend Thanksgiving with him.
Thanksgiving is, that's when my grandmother was living. And she will say, everybody come. No matter, like Big Mama's house.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My grandma was Big Mama.
Big Mama, okay.
You bringing you and the kids and everybody coming on. We're going to eat and we're going to fellowship with each other. And that was, I think that what really taught me about Thanksgiving.
It's tough. Maybe you're not going to, do you think you'll see her at all this year?
Yeah, I'm going home this year.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. So what are you thankful for this year?
That I get to see her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And look at that smile, man. You have such crazy joy just emanating from you. You're the perfect person to ask, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family and for my friends, and that I do have a place to stay at in this ridiculous weather.
Just the friends I have when I come to these down here or under the bridge on Tuesday nights.
What are you thankful for, Clarence?
I'm thankful for my family and the Lord. You know, I have to learn to love the Lord.
Is there anything, Randy, you know, we're coming up into Thanksgiving in that time where, you know, Thanksgiving and what people are thankful for looks a little different to everybody. Is there something that you're thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for waking up every day.
What am I thankful for?
Uh-huh.
To be alive.
I thank the Lord for all the blessings there and the mercy and the grace that he gives us.
What's something, Jimmy, that this year you're thankful for?
I'm alive and well. Even though the streets has been hard, it hadn't brought me down. I'm alive and still have hope.
What are you grateful for? I mean, this is a time for us to really, you know, a parent. I'm telling you, a parent, if you just talk to your parents and think about what they're doing for you, and really think, you know, I'm grateful for how they're taking care of us, and they're putting a roof over our head, and they're allowing me to get an education, and and meals on the table, or you know, your kids, you know, what your kids are doing in your life, what your spouse is doing, what your pastor is doing, what your the people that you're ministering to is doing. I mean, think about it. This is a time to just be grateful. And God responds to gratitude. You know, in Romans chapter 1, it says very specifically, the first phase that judgment started coming on a nation because they just weren't grateful. It wasn't that God wasn't providing anything, that people disconnected from where it was coming from. And so being grateful just releases even more blessings on our nation, on your family, in your life, in your ministry, in your church. So it's time to just be grateful. John, think about it. What are you grateful for?
Well, I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm grateful to the Lord, obviously.
Right.
I'm here and He saved me, and I need a lot of saving. But yeah. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my wife, my children. I'm grateful for America. Yeah. Grateful for life. And I'm grateful for the relationships that God's blessed me with. You know?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so that's...
Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful too for the Lord calling my name and pulling me out of the miry clay and putting on my feet on the rock to stay, as the song goes. I'm grateful for the opportunity to come and speak to you, our audience, you know, every day across the world and across the country of America, the United States of America. I'm grateful for all of the crew that makes us. You don't get the chance to see all the crew, but there's an awesome crew here in the studios, the VFN TV studios, where that brings this thing to pass.
Yes.
It's amazing what they do. Our gift's on this side, it's not on that side. We don't know how it works, but somehow they bring it fully to you. And we're grateful for them. You know, we're grateful for that we are located on the Gulf Coast.
That's right.
You know, although we're reaching the world, we got a chance to be located on the Gulf Coast of America, or Florida, and beautiful sandy beaches, sugar, like sugar.
Sugar white.
Believe it or not, it's like sugar on the beach out there. We don't get a chance to see it much, but I'm going to see it. Next year, I'm going to see the beach. And so I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my children, my grandchildren. You know, my grandson just gave me a gift. It was touching my heart, you know, for a special occasion. And I'm just grateful, totally grateful. So we got this kid president. It's called, I think it's called Pancakes, something Pancakes. Anyway, this is this kid president. Soul Pancakes, and he does an excellent job. As a matter of fact, he was invited to the White House by the president, and he met him because he actually sets up like a president, and he talks on this video. But he's saying, you know, 25 things to be thankful for. Imagine if you were asked right now, 25 things that you are supposed to be or need to be thankful for. What are you thankful for? Because a lot of times we quickly think about what we're not thankful for.
That's right.
You know, a red light that's off, you know, a employee that's late, or a paycheck that hasn't come yet, or this can come up all kinds of things to complain about, but I found out the way to deal with the things that bother you is to focus on the things that bless you.
That's right.
And be grateful. And somehow, God just takes care of those things.
Yeah.
It's totally amazing.
It's amazing how a lot of people, and you fall into a trap of adding all of your complaints and all the things you're not ungrateful for, like right. you're saying, on an adding machine, right. but you count God's blessing on your hands. Kind of should be the other way around.
Oh, right? Wow, that's good. So count your people count their problems on the Adam machine and their right. blessings on their hand. They need to count their blessings on Adam. What's that? People don't know what Adam machine.
Calculator on your phone.
Yeah, right.
But there's so much to be grateful for.
There's a lot to be grateful for. As a matter of fact, here he is. This is the kid president talking about 25 things to be grateful for.
So let's be real. Some days are hard. So I made this list of awesome things I'm thankful for. Yeah. Sometimes I need reminding that things are not all that bad. So I wanted to share a few because you guys are my friends. It's great to be alive. And here's some reminders why. First one, bubble wrap. When cats do their tongue, like this. I'm also thankful for the little paw pads that the cats and dogs have and the sound it makes. Paw pads. I love them. Hey, turn that back on. Oh, no. Change it. Ah, there, that's better. Music is magical, it can make anything better. Bright music can make a video better. The same goes with life. Singing. I like pop hats. Singing. If something's boring, just sing it, and that will make it better. Watching paint dry. It's really cool. Old people still hold hands. Clouds that look like stuff. One time I saw a cloud that looked like an airplane, and I realized it was an airplane. Imagination. Without it, we wouldn't have airplanes, no internet. Pants. We gotta wear them, because if we didn't, it would be sort of awkward. pants. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Lily. Clothes with funny names, like Windbreaker. Birthday cake. No reason at all cake, just cake. Sorry, we filmed this while I was hungry. Forgiveness. I'm Kim Preston, but I ain't perfect. Ain't a word. We all mess up, come on. Don't mess up and forget to forgive all the mess ups. Thankful plants undergo photosynthesis, using the energy from the sun to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, providing us with the air we need to do things like this. I'm bored. Morgan Freeman's voice. Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm working on it. My voice is changing, but it hasn't changed that much. Food. Taco. Burger. I know, I already said food, but this is my list and my rules. Happiness. Sadness. Sadness isn't bad. It helps you know what you care about. People. Sometimes people can be really people-y, but we need each other. Life's better with people in it. Family, friends, you. Just being alive. Sometimes we forget how it's just great to be alive. We're breathing. Some days are tough, but we got a lot to be thankful for. We just have to look for it sometimes. They say if you have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of the world. I did not know that. So what would you add to the list? Let me know. Share this video with someone you're really thankful for. Oh, and of course, also this. Dancing! Brad and I are thankful for all of you. Seriously, thanks for giving us and the whole world a reason to dance. So what are you thankful for? Let me know. KP out.
So this is awesome. You think about it, this is the season of Thanksgiving where we always talk about, you know, just being thankful and grateful. And I just challenge you, like, just bring this attitude of gratitude into our new latitude in the next year so that you can be blessed. And I think about quite often, you know, when you see people that are downcast or they're focused on the problems, one way to encourage someone is to begin to, don't just say, hey, tell me something funny. No, tell me something grateful. But actually help them begin to see. You almost got to climb a ladder with them.
Yeah.
Get their head to just kind of gradually lift up. And it's all about a mind change.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to change the state of mind. If you're depressed, if you're sad, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to be fruitful that day.
Right.
You're going to be sad.
Right.
I've learned to say, what is good about this situation?
Right.
What is good? And before you know it, you're like, well, you know, I'm alive, I got my health, I got another chance, I've got hope.
Right.
And within 3 minutes of that, you've altered your state from a depression or sadness to a place of faith, a place of hope.
Yes.
And you say, God, you know, we can do this today.
You know,
we can do this.
What you think is one of the most important things about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are talking about physical challenges, but the biggest challenge most people have are mental challenges. Because what you believe about yourself, you know, what you think about yourself, some of people's biggest thugs coming against them is not somebody from the outside, it's their own thoughts coming in. Yeah. And begin to believe what God says about you.
That's right.
He loves you. He dances over you. He records the good things that you do. He forgives the things that you confess and put under the blood. I mean, he's grateful for you. You should be grateful. If God's grateful for you, and as much as that he would die for us, you know, while we still weren't doing anything good.
That's right.
That he's grateful for us. He wants a relationship with you. I want to encourage you that if you haven't made that choice yet to join God's gratitude and going, you know what? You loved me so much that you gave your son to die for me, that if I believe in him, that I will be in the family of God. I'll be forgiven. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And we shared a couple things about what we're grateful for. And Meet My Father. It's at meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. And it's kind of our stories. And you can see why we're so grateful when you read our stories.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell everything. We tried to. It's a lot of words. But you can get the gist of it, that outside of God, we were, you know.
Sad.
We weren't as bad as Pat was. He works,
yeah.
You know, but we were definitely, we had issues. We thought we had issues too. I'm just grateful that I'm not Pat. No, I'm messing around. We're just messing around. He's a part of the crew here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.